So, I want you to add in reflection that what you came here for in the beginning has desperately changed. That's good news. Because aren't you happy that it wasn't what you thought it was? Because if it had stayed what you thought it was, you would not have learned anything this beautiful hour. But if it's changed, it means that there are deeper dimensions to this school, and the exploration is having them. Now, the next thing that I asked you to contemplate was the way that you lived before. If you like what is happening to you now, then give it the power and authority to get up and change, or to focus and apply in the next step your knowledge and education. It will glorify where you're at. It will make you more powerful, more joyful, more free. But give it your all, because now you have truth to give it with. There's nothing inside of you that undermines you. You know, something has undermined you for your dollars. And do you know what was doing the undermining? Is that this really isn't about dollars. It is about the experience. They come afterwards. And what was undermining you is the desire and the desperation and the need to have it so much that that's the only thing you put on your card when you could have put the genie. But this is desperate. You're not going to get anything that you're desperate about unless you say, give me the experiences that reward it. Unless the experience comes first, the desperation will not be taken care of. Do you understand? Yes. Now that's across the board. That's why it took you so long to learn some of the things that you've learned. And E.R. DeLeaf, you have an interesting journey ahead of you. Took you so long. It's because you hold on. You hold on. It's a habit. This is not going to give you anything different. Do you understand? Your habit, that's all you want. You don't want anything different, so we cannot give you anything different. Do you understand?
Yes.
So, the way to approach the kingdom of heaven is not with an empty purse, but with a sledgehammer. Correct, sledges. And the hammer represents an ancient symbology, the removal or breaking down of walls. So does a battering ram. Now, what if I told you that the knowledge that you gain is greater than the spending ability you have? Did you hear me? Now, what if I told you that you could have experiences and opportunities, beautiful opportunities, that not only provide for your general welfare, but also enhance everyone who participates in it, does not take away from them, does not rob their pockets, but gives to them and lifts them and adds to them, adds to the commerce of the community? That is a superlative experience. And that it will be something different than you've ever had before. Because remember, you are here to make known the unknown, not to repeat the known. And that I would call that a splendid adventure. And if you had an adventure in such a way, then sooner or later, the dollars and cents would not make any sense any longer. That it would be the experience, the revival, if you will, of an active consciousness, one that is here for the adventure, that is on schedule with this mandate. Are you listening to me in the back of the room?
Yes.
Yes. Now, if you do that, then everything is added to you. If you focus properly in the field, if you are focusing, which is called the journey, if you are applying what you have knowledge of on the journey, in movement, the card will reveal itself to you. But the card is incidental to the journey. Do you people understand that?
Yes.
So what you want is incidental to the journey of getting there. That is the reason why those of you who sit on your hindquarters, when opportunity presents itself, and you're too tired to get up and go to work, or you're too good to go to work, or you think the sky should open and that everything should fall in your lap, I have a newsflash for you. You are not worthy of that. You never were worthy of that. All you are is a leech. And you've taken your leeching abilities that are as old as the hills and merely transformed them into the new dogma of New Age teachings. They're still leeches. So that, you see, is a habit. It is not an experience. Do you understand? All habits that you currently have are unresolved wisdoms. The grid itself, that which the master masters is unresolved wisdom.